Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onulu Deni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Naglin celebrates 63rd Statehood Day, emphasizing progress and vision ahead. 26th edition of Hornbill Festival commences with vibrant festivities. Winter session of Parliament begins. Prime Minister Modi says it is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. And Naglin joins global observance of World AIDS Day. Now the news in detail. Nagaland is celebrating its 63rd Statehood Day today, marking its formation as the 16th state of India in 1963. Addressing the state-level celebration at Kohima, Chief Minister Nipiorio paid tribute to the pioneers and leaders who safeguarded Naga identity and worked towards a brighter future.
Our people have shown courage, perseverance and foresight to collectively overcome all challenges and obstacles, enabling the state to attain greater heights.
The Chief Minister also reiterated his appeal for an early resolution of the Naga political issue.
I once again appeal to all the Naga political groups, the Government of India and all the stakeholders to appreciate the pressing urgency and the yearning of our people to arrive at an honourable, acceptable and inclusive settlement of the Naga political issue without further delay.
The Chief Minister highlighted new sanctioned projects, including 31 multidisciplinary indoor stadiums and 28 futsal grounds across districts, and earmarking 3 lakh rupees per assembly constituency as district sports fund from 2025-26 onwards. He also announced the launch of Providing Access to Core Employability Skills Program by the Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Department to enhance job readiness among rural youth. The Chief Minister virtually inaugurated 120 children and adolescent libraries, digital infrastructure facilities and the Nagman Scholarship Nodal Cell. Other releases include documented books on traditional attires and ornaments of 10 indigenous tribes, the Dream Naglin publication, and books under PM Vishwakarma scheme, launch of State Sync app, Discover Kisama app, and Nagaland Entrepreneurship Impact Forward 2035. 40 accredited journalists received tablet computers and sanitation vehicles were flagged off for urban local bodies. Later, the Chief Minister inaugurated an exhibition titled Journey of Naglin Down the Decades, showcasing the state's evolution since its formation. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of Naglin on their statehood day. In a social media post, the President said that the state's tribal diversity and unique heritage remain a source of pride. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the glorious Naga culture, describing it as one rooted in service, courage and compassion and widely admired across the country. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival commenced with vibrant festivities at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama today. The 10-day festival officially opened with the sounding of the traditional gong by Chief Host Naglin Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Host Chief Minister Nipiorio. The event drew prominent dignitaries including Ambassador of France Thierry Mathieu, Ambassador of Ireland Kevin Kelly, Ambassador of Switzerland Maya Tissafi, Austrian Trade Commissioner Hans-Jörg Hortnagel, British Deputy High Commissioner Andrew Fleming and Business Head Miyabai Tanishq, Shamala Ramanan as honoured guests. The opening ceremony featured a dynamic mix of musical performances and cultural showcases, setting an energetic tone for the festival ahead. Governor of Naglin, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, today highlighted Hornbill Festival as a powerful symbol of the state's rich cultural heritage and collective resilience. Addressing the inaugural event, he said the festival reflects the depth of traditions and responsibility to safeguard them for future generations. Highlighting Naglin's ecological sensitivity, he urged stakeholders to promote sustainable tourism, adopt environmentally responsible practices and ensure that festival benefits reach grassroots communities. The governor said Hornbill Festival can serve as a model of balanced and sustainable development and urged the people to celebrate responsibly and with pride.
As we commence this year's festival, let's celebrate with unity, responsibility and pride. May the Hornbill Festival continue to strengthen harmony, foster sustainable growth and uphold the values of respect, hospitality and peaceful coexistence.
Chief Minister Nipiu Rio said the Hornbill Festival reflects the Naga's way of life and celebrates the state's rich traditions and vibrant culture.
Hornbill Festival is not merely a celebration. It is an expression of the Naga's ways of life. It represents our unity and oneness, our rich legacy and living tradition, our respect for our ancestors and our hope for the future. Today we are proud to present them to the world.
Mr. Rio highlighted the festival's growth over the years to a unique global platform, fostering collaborations and partnerships amid a festive cultural atmosphere. Welcoming visitors, he highlighted that the celebrations extends beyond Kisama with programs held across 6 districts. The Chief Minister urged every visitor to act as an ambassador of Nagaland and share its culture back to their own communities. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The winter session of Parliament began today. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. The Lok Sabha was adjourned early following the opposition uproar on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls in various states and union territories. Amidst the ruckus during the day, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 was passed through a voice vote. In the Rajya Sabha, members welcomed Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who presided the House for the first time today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. Addressing the media ahead of the session, Mr. Modi said, India's economic rise today is reaching remarkable heights. He said, this momentum gives renewed confidence to the push for a developed nation. The Prime Minister added that India has proven that democracy can deliver.
Bharat ne siddh kar diya hai, democracy can deliver. Jis gati se aaj Bharat ki aarthik sthiti nayi unchaiyon ko prapt kar rahi hai, viksit Bharat ke lakshya ki or jaane mein ye hame naya vishwas to jagati hai, nayi taakat bhi deti hai.
Mr. Modi urged all parties that negativity may have some utility in politics, but ultimately, nation building requires a positive mindset. And Nagaland joined the global community today in observing the World AIDS Day under the theme, Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. At a program held in District Hospital Dimapur, Mission Director Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Kvedi Theo, highlighted that Nagaland continues to record the second highest adult HIV prevalence rate in India at 1.37%. He stressed the urgency to create a resilient and inclusive approach that protects vulnerable groups and strengthen public health systems to achieve the goal of ending AIDS by 2030.
HIV positivity is slowly shifting from the high-risk group, like people who inject drugs, female sex workers, migrants, etc., to at-risk population who do not identify with high-risk group.
He urged stakeholders to combat stigma and emphasized upon compassion and protecting the rights and dignity of people living with HIV. In Kohima, the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society inaugurated the NSEX stall at Kisama as part of the commemoration of World AIDS Day. Addressing the event, Nagaland Commissioner and Secretary for Health and Family Welfare and Chairman of NSEX, Anup Kinchi, called for compassion over stigma, emphasizing the need to uphold dignity for all.
So today, let us reaffirm 3 powerful messages. Compassion over stigma. Everyone deserves dignity, respect and access to care. Access for all. Prevention, testing, treatment and support should reach every corner of the society, especially the most vulnerable. Solidarity and action, governments, communities, families, individuals must work together.
During the program, several ICTCs and PPTCT units were felicitated and participants took a pledge to mark World AIDS Day. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland celebrates 63rd Statehood Day, emphasizing progress and vision ahead. 26th edition of Hornbill Festival commences with vibrant festivities. Winter session of Parliament begins. Prime Minister Modi says it is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. And Nagaland joins global observance of World AIDS Day. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.